State Senator David Carlucci, an independent Democrat from Rockland County, endorsed Village of Suffern Mayor Dagan LaCourte. Here's Carlucci.
Well, I endorse Dagan LaCourte for county executive because I firmly believe that we need someone that's going to stand up to the special interests and fight for all of Rockland County's residents. Right now, we know Rockland is in really bad shape. And it's because of the status quo, the refusal to move in a new direction.
LaCourte joins two other primary candidates, County Legislator Elon Schoenberger and former County Legislator and Spring Valley Justice David Freed. County Executive Scott Vanderhoff, a Republican, announced last year he would not seek re-election to a sixth term. Vanderhoff was first elected to the position in 1993. Carlucci says there is another reason he endorsed LaCourte.
I have the utmost respect for all the candidates running in this race. What makes Dagan LaCourte different is he's the only one that hasn't served on the county legislature. And I think that we need to change the status quo. We really need to shake up the way things are being done in the Rockland County Executive's Office and the county legislature. And I think we need someone from the outside, someone that has had executive experience and has managed to keep taxes stable.
He points out that Rockland, a county whose bond rating is one notch above junk status, faces numerous financial challenges and needs decisions that might be unpopular but move the county forward. Meanwhile, volunteers for Freed's campaign Monday filed numerous objections to LaCourte's petition. Stephen Pappas is Freed's campaign manager.
Mr. LaCourte had submitted 4,435 signatures, and volunteers from our campaign have submitted challenges to 3,337 signatures.
Here's Democratic Board of Elections Commissioner Kristen Stavisky.
We are right now in the process of going through significant objections on Dagan LaCourte's petition. So he's on right now, but we are doing a thorough review, so the status of that won't be known for about a day or two.
Calls to LaCourte were not returned in time for this broadcast. Pappas alleges that some of the petition witnesses were not registered members of the Democratic Party. He also alleges the following.
Well, as examples, on page 2 of his petition, this was the one that actually caught our eye when we first did a Freedom of Information Law request on it. There were people that had signed the petition that were from out of Rockland County. There were people that signed from Jamaica, Queens, Manhattan, you know, New York, New York, from Peekskill. So that kind of brought the eye to us that we should be looking at his petition a little closer.
Stavisky says a fourth potential contender, Ramapo resident Vladimir Leon, was knocked off the ballot last week. As for other endorsements, Freed has a few for himself, former President Bill Clinton and Congresswoman Nita Lowey. Freed served as an aide to Clinton and later as a district representative for Lowey. Thomas Haslip is campaign manager for Schoenberger for county executive. In an emailed statement, he says LaCourte is receiving Carlucci's endorsement as a reward for staying silent while Carlucci, as an independent Democrat, struck a deal with Albany Republicans. The Democratic primary winner faces Republican Ed Day, a county legislator who says he has no preference who he's up against in November.
This is not an issue of me, you know, looking for a career in politics. This is an issue of me trying to get this county in the right direction in a relatively short period of time. And, to who challenges me in that endeavor, it really doesn't matter because the issue is going to be who is best suited to lead.
The primary election is September 10th. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.